bloody thing. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your days be bright. Next year all your troubles will be...
Outside.
Sorry, Harriet.
It's only me. Only little old me.
And then the bloody hell are you?
Well, we're not still doing this, are we? It's me, Andy. I'm here every week. You do remember me, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it's you, Andy, here every week.
Exactly. Now, can I have the room, please?
What you want it for?
Well, it's Alcoholics Anonymous, the same as it is every week.
Oh, right. Here, you do know it's Christmas Eve, don't you?
Yes, I know, but it's AA night, and Christmas can be very difficult and a lonely time for some people, so here I am.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be less difficult and lonely if you went out and you saw some people?
No, I don't mean...
Right, I'd better be off.
Oh, well, before you go...
Oh, what's that?
It's a Christmas card.
To my dear friend Marion, happy Christmas from your dear friend Andy. Oh, that's very sweet, actually, that is. Your dear friend, Andy. Who's Andy?
I'm Andy, from AA.
Oh, right, of course you are. Right, I'd better get off.
Of course.
Yeah, why don't you get off and all? It's Christmas Eve, for God's sake.
No, I'll be fine. And if anyone needs me, I'll be right here, just where I'm supposed to be. Right. Better put the chairs out.
Yeah. I wouldn't bother putting them all out. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Marion.
Falling to the ground, I was anxious to be found.
Oh, God.
Fiona!
Oh, God.
Fiona! What are you doing here?
Nothing, nothing. I was just passing.
Passing? Just passing the hall we have AA meetings in?
Yes, Simon. Just on my way to the train station, on my way home for Christmas. Just passing.
I didn't know you smoked.
Ta-da!
Suits you. Sophisticated. Kind of sexy, actually.
Thank you. What are you doing here, Simon?
I was just... Well, passing. On my bike, my motorbike. Saw you stood here and parked up my motorbike and... Did you know I had a...
Have you got a motorbike by any chance, Simon?
I have, yeah, it's just over there.
What, behind that moped?
It's a motorbike. I've got a spare helmet if you... I mean, it's a good way to clear your head if you've got something on your mind, you know. We could head back to mine.
Listen, Simon, I'm sorry. I know this must be a tough time for you. First Christmas, it's your divorce. And I'm sorry if you're feeling a little bit lonely, but I'm afraid I have got better things to do than bomb around on the back of a moped.
Motorbike.
Whatever. I've got a train to catch. I've got my family to see. I'm sorry.
Right. Fiona, remember that night, the night that we...
Oh, yes, Simon, that one night I remember. I do wish you'd stop remembering it all the time.
No, I... You know what I remember most? More than the night. I got up in the morning and I stood in your kitchen and I looked out the window, just watching the trains go by. All these people and no one aware that up here in this flat, my whole life had changed. Oh. I mean, this was before you told me it was a big mistake and it changed back to rubbish again.
What's your point, Simon?
Well, my point is, I care about you. And the train station's just outside your flat. What are you doing here, Fiona?
Passing.
Right, you can't just stand here. It's bloody freezing.
Well, I'm not going in there. I'm not here for a meeting, Simon, if that's what you're getting at. It's Christmas Eve. What kind of sad, miserable loser goes to a bloody AA meeting on Christmas bloody Eve?
Santa Claus.
Is that a funny joke?
No, no, look.
Why is he climbing through the window?
No chimney.
Oh, I want Christmas. Hello. Ah! You scared the bloody life out of me.
Dano!
Yes. Yes, mate. Wait. Who do you think it was?
No one. But why are you dressed up like him?
I've been working at the shopping centre. Yeah, just one of the high piece, store these bags. Some of the kids didn't want their presents, so I thought I'd give him to a good home. Didn't think you'd be here.
So you're not here for the meeting?
No, I kind of forgot. Sorry, Ed, I'm Christmas and that. I'm off to a party.
Oh.
Yeah. Andy, mate, it's really nice that you're here. Really thoughtful, but maybe you should go and have a little Christmas of your own.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll find us here. It's just in case anyone needs me.
Ah, right. Mystery solved. It's just Andy and Santa. Hi, Andy. Hi, Santa. Right, Fiona, shall we...
Dunno, why are you dressed up as Father Christmas?
Let me guess. Does it involve the words department store and theft?
No, Simon. Dunno's just taking home some of the presents that the kids didn't want.
Huh. Isn't that sweet? What's in the bags, Dano?
Microwave set of spanners and an orbital sander. I can't believe the kiddies didn't want them. What are you two doing here?
Well, they're here for the meeting, Dano. I told you.
No, Andy. I'm not. It's Christmas Eve. No one wants to go to a bloody AA meeting on Christmas Eve. I didn't even think you'd be here.
I did. Bloody hoping you wouldn't be, though. It was either this or the pub. I said to myself, Julie, if no one's there, you tried your best, love. No one can blame you. Time for a drink. Well, thank you, Andy. Trust you to be sitting here on Christmas bloody Eve.
Actually, now that we are all here, maybe it's a good time to start the meeting.
I'm not at a meeting. If I thought I was in an AA meeting on Christmas Eve, I might just shoot myself in the bloody face. I'm just passing. OK, I'm on my way to the train station to go and see my family and have a lovely... bloody Christmas.
Don't sound too excited about it.
Well, I am! Because it's wonderful, it's magical. And
go on, Fiona.
Well, maybe we should all sit down and start the meeting properly.
It's not a meeting, Andy.
Okay, I mean, we are all in the meeting room and now we're sitting down, but okay.
It is magical. It was always. When you were a child. Every year, out of bed at 8:30, and then breakfast, and then when everyone's finished, opening a present, and then...
Your present? One present?
And then trying it on.
Trying what?
Your new outfit.
Wait, that was the present, the outfit?
Yes. Then trying on your new outfit, and then taking off your new outfit in case you ruined it.
How would you ruin it?
I don't know. Playing.
With what?
Last year's pissing outfit.
And then singing songs for Granny and watching the Queen's speech and then putting your new outfit back on for dinner and then staying up late. And obviously now the traditions have changed. Now it's a Bucks Fizz at breakfast and then my brother always brings up a special bottle of champagne for when we open our present. And then into the dining room for lunch and wine while we eat and then into the drawing room for the usual games. The Minister's Cat and Are You There, Moriarty?
What are you talking?
Maybe Wink Murder.
I'd play bloody knife murder if I had to spend Christmas with that lot.
And then more wine after the games and it's always the same and it never changes.
Except this year.
I haven't told them I've stopped drinking.
You haven't? But Fiona, it's important and it's been...
Ages, I know. And I should have. I know that. But it's not that easy, Andy. I don't want to ruin Christmas.
Then maybe you should come back to mine.
Well, maybe bollocks to him.
Excuse me?
It's not your fault you can't have a drink. There's not something wrong with you because you stopped. There was something wrong with you, and so you stopped. So bollocks to him. And maybe you need to invent a new Christmas, Fiona. Maybe you need to invent new traditions. That's what I did.
And that's ever so noble of you, Dano, but I think that must be pretty easy when Christmas meant a shiny penny and an extra bit of orange peel to suck on. Fiona!
No, it's all right, I get it. But you are wrong. A bit. See, my Christmases were great. They were. My old man, the old crook, he used to go on the rob on Christmas Eve. He'd turn up with bags and bags of knocked-off gear. Bit of a lottery, of course. I mean, one time he did a sports shop and I got a new tracksuit and trainers. Another time he did a butcher's and I got a leg of lamb. A whole leg of lamb. But I loved it. He was like Santa Claus, sitting in his chair. I loved watching him. Watching him being a big man. Watching him be dad. Handing out presents to me and my brothers. They had very different Christmases to me. They saw through him. I thought he was Santa Claus. But they knew what he really was. A turkey carver.
What's a turkey carver?
Turkey carver's like What's it?
Ah, right. What's it? All clear now, everybody?
No, right. He used to take me down the pub. 10 o'clock, Christmas morning. Waited outside for it to open up. All day he'd spend in there with me. His boy. And, well, that was our tradition. Since I can remember. And it was normal. Packed with geezers, all acting like it was the most normal thing in the world. Could have been any other day. Pints, playing darts. Then 4 o'clock, vroom, place emptied. All the old geezers headed off home for Christmas dinner. Wives would have been at home all day, sweating over the oven, dealing with the screaming kids, the broken toys. And then the man comes in, the big man, just in time to carve the turkey. Ah, metaphor. That's it, metaphor. That's how they lived their whole lives. Let the missus do everything, raise the kids, pay the bills, hide from the bailiffs sometimes, and then they come back from the pub. The big men, feet up in some shitty old armchair, and take credit for all of it. Best bloody turkey carver in the whole world. And now he's gone. And they're all grown up, my brothers, and they invented their own Christmases, you know, nice ones too. But it ain't for me. So I leave them to it. I invented my own Christmas.
Where'd you spend yours?
Big gay club.
Festive.
The point is, you can make your own Christmas. A new Christmas.
It's not that simple, Dano.
Yes, it is. I did it. I made up Christmas. I mean, my Christmases were great as a kid. Probably great too. None of you one outfit and quiet for the Queen's speech nonsense.
Well, it would have been the King's speech, wouldn't it?
They were loud and messy and silly and full. The house was full of people and noise and smells and... Oh, then I got married. Well, he thought it was childish, having Christmas with your parents. And we were grown-ups now. 17. I miss them, to begin with, the Christmases, but... And then a couple of years in, when the drinks started to get hold of him, I stopped missing them. Because it all just seemed so far away. And then I got a new Christmas. You know, I'd always thought that Christmas would be a really good time for drinkers. You know, everyone's at it. You know, you're normal, just for a few days. But he hated it. Pubs full of part-time drinkers. Arseholes, he thought they were. Thought they were taking the piss out of him, out of his life. He said it was like, if you were a proper gambler, if you studied it, studied the form, knew about horses, devoted your life to it, it's like how you'd feel on Grand National Day when people come into the bookies and put bets on the horses with the cutest names. They weren't doing it right. I could never understand that. Never understand the pride he had in his life, the drinker's life. It robbed us of everything. I gave up everything for him, and I never really had him. Except at Christmas. At Christmas, he wouldn't go out, he'd stay in with me, he'd be pissed. He'd be pissed, all right. But I could pretend. I could pretend we were normal. And we'd sit on the sofa and he'd fall asleep and I'd look at him and roll my eyes and think, oh God, he's pissed. But hey, it's Christmas. He put his hand on me once. I was sitting next to him on the sofa watching the TV, him asleep, pissed. And I felt this hand, his big warm hand across there, the small of my back. And I turned to him and he had one eye half open. And it was lovely. And it was like the air got softer somehow. And the light changed. And it was magical. How mad is that? It meant everything to me. But then he went. And then everything changed again. 60 years old, and I had a new life. His old life. The drinker's life, and I got it. I understood it then, sneering at people that weren't doing it right.
What do you do now?
I go to my sister's, spend it with her and her husband and her kids. Good old Auntie Julie.
So why are you here?
Because I can't stand it. Because it's lovely. Because she's perfect. Saying she's been naughty for opening the wine at 5 in the evening, getting a bit tipsy. And I start getting that old feeling, looking at all the part-timers. I just want to scream. You're not doing it right. You've got this house and a fella and kids and a tree. And I don't, because I did it right. And everything she has and everything I don't just reminds me how bloody stupid that is. I'm going for a ciggy.
Come, I'll keep you company.
Oh, great. Merry Christmas, Julie.
Right. Maybe we should call a break.
It's not a bloody meeting, Andy. Stop acting like it's a meeting.
Feels a lot like a meeting.
Can I have a...
Yeah.
Thank you. Sounds like they're having fun.
There's someone is.
I remember a hand on my knee.
What?
I know how easy it sounds. Just go and tell my family. But there's another tradition at our house that I've... didn't mention, that I've never mentioned. Christmas night, after everyone's drunk and eaten and then drunk a bit more, something changes, and it's the smallest thing in the world, but the biggest too. We sit in the living room, my family, my buttoned up stuffy family, and all of a sudden we forget ourselves just for a while. We look each other in the eye. Hands drift into other hands and hold on. And, well, the air gets soft and...
The light changes.
It really does. I remember a hand on my knee, my mother's hand, and the fingers tightening and staying tight, not snatched away, not embarrassed or ashamed, getting tighter till it hurt. And it was beautiful. And I can't be the one to take those moments away.
So what are you going to do? Get pissed?
What?
So you can have those moments. Because you can't tell people you love them when you're sober. Hide yourself away on your own and then think about when everything was bloody marvellous. When you were pissed and everything made perfect bloody sense. Or you could just bloody grow up. Let them be nice to you. Love you. Because maybe you deserve it.
Yeah. You know you're talking about...
Yes, I know I'm talking about me.
Thanks, Julie.
Yeah, all right. Oh, bloody hell. Don't squeeze my knee till it hurts, will you?
Are you sure?
It's Jacob.
Definitely,
yes,
Jacob.
Definitely, yes. Bob Marley was definitely not in a Christmas carol. You're thinking of Bob Christmas.
Nothing.
Well, Dickens hated reggae, didn't he?
Did he?
Oh, for... Donald, shh. What are you smiling about?
Nothing. Just... I am going to go home. And I think maybe it's... going to be all right. Maybe it'll even be great.
Yeah, but are you sure? I mean, we could still just... I mean, my place is really near the station anyway, so maybe we could just, like, hop on the bike, you know, motorbike and...
I wonder who's moped that one.
It's a motorbike. It's got two wheels and a motor. It's a bloody motorbike.
Simon. Listen, I'm sorry. I am. I'm really sorry that you're going to be alone. I know it must be tough.
It must be really tough.
It is tough. I'm at an AA meeting on Christmas Eve.
You said it wasn't.
Oh, shut up, Andy. And it's not a meeting. I'm not even an alcoholic. So what am I doing here, eh? Why is no one surprised? That's what I don't understand. Why is no one surprised that I am spending Christmas on my own, that I've got no family like Fiona or Julie, no bunch of sweaty gay boys like Dano? Well, Andy doesn't count, but why is no one just a little bit surprised? I'm surprised, I'm shocked. I'm gutted. You should see my house. It's covered in lights, covered in tinsel. I dug out all the old decorations, the old nativity set. There's a tree, there's a bloody massive tree. It's beautiful. It's like it's supposed to be. I was worried that he'd think it wasn't perfect. So I made it perfect. And he never came.
Santa.
No, not bloody Santa, you mental case. My son, my son. My boy.
I didn't know you had a son.
Yeah, well, I do. He's the best thing he's ever... The only thing in my whole life that I'm proud of. And this was the first Christmas since me and his mum split, and I got him tonight. She's got him tomorrow, but I got him tonight. And Christmas Eve was always the best time. I'd put the star on the tree on Christmas Eve. Like I was announcing it was finally time. That was my job. No one else could do it. No one else could reach. And he'd look up at me like he couldn't believe how big I was. His dad. His dad that can reach all the way to the top of the tree. Stars on the table at home. Thought he'd want to watch me put it up. But he's gone out. Gone to the pub with his mates.
Wait, how old is he?
18.
And you were going to make him watch you put a star on the tree?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's stupid. He's bloody 6'3", but... I thought he'd want everything to be like it was, you know, especially this year. So here I am. And no one asked me why. No one thought I'd have anywhere to go. And you're right.
But you've got us. And isn't that what Christmas is really
all about? Piss off, Andy. What do you know about Christmas anyway, sitting here on your own?
But I'm not on my own, Sam. And anyway, I don't celebrate Christmas. I've never had one. Well, no, that's not really true. I had one. I know that I had at least one.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, my mum had this photo, and it's of me and her and my dad at Christmas when I was very little. It looks wonderful. In the photo, we're smiling and we're squeezed together. And the next Christmas was when he left, so we didn't have another one. Well, I don't remember another one, and there's no more photos. I think my mum found it too painful. No, she did, because she always drank more at Christmas, even more. Nothing to celebrate, really. I used to pretend at school. I used to pretend I was a Jehovah's Witness.
How?
Oh, it's really easy. You just say you're a Jehovah's Witness and no one really asks another question after that.
That's good, Dad. I might use it.
I don't think it works in court.
I always thought that Christmas was something I just didn't have. It wasn't for me. And even when I grew up, even though it looked so wonderful, I couldn't have it. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Jesus, Andy, that's sad.
It was, but I don't think it is anymore, because... I think I know what Christmas is now. And I think anyone can have it. All you need is somewhere you belong and people you belong with. You're right, this isn't a meeting, and just for tonight, I'm not group leader.
You're not ever group leader on any night.
This is my first Christmas, because I'm right here, and this is where I belong. And Fiona belonged with her family, and Julie belonged with hers.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. And the Scarecrow's got a brain, and the Tin Man's got a heart, and Dorothy here gets to dance with a bunch of muscly guys in a club called the Bloody Meat Bunker. Well, what about me?
Come here.
Oh, come on.
Stand up.
Why?
Stand up. Do you know what? I'm not going to hit you. I'm going to give you a hug.
I don't want a hug.
No, but you need a hug.
Nice, okay, thanks.
Listen, your boy's going to come home. He's got mates to see, he's 18, but he'll be home.
wanting his dad to treat him like a little boy again. Because that's where he belongs, mate.
Thanks, Dano.
Sorry I called your club the meat bunker.
That's all right, you're not far off. It's called the meat locker. It is. And it's easy to take the piss. I get it. Loud music and a bunch of blokes dancing around. But you're missing the most important bit. And the most ordinary bit. It's all just about love. And belonging. Just like Christmas, I guess. Merry Christmas, Simon.
Merry Christmas, Dana.
Merry Christmas, Fiona.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Andy!
Marion!
What? I'm Marion, I'm the cleaner. I'm here every week. Andy. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot who you were. I promise it won't happen again. Here. Merry Christmas.
For me? What is it?
Open it, Andy.
Oh, Marion, it's a
nice bottle of Shiraz.
Marion, this is AA.
What is it?
That's my boy. I've got to take this.
Well, this ain't no kind of bloody Christmas. Can't have a drink.
I can get us some squash from the kitchen.
Oh, be still, my beating heart. Can't we get some eggnog or something?
No, Julie, obviously we can't get eggnog. But we can, well... But we can get some eggs, if you like, but definitely no knock.
I'm going to see my boy.
Hey, there you go.
I'm going to the pub. Says he's got a pint there waiting for me. Sorry, guys. Well, maybe I don't need to go just yet. You know, it is actually starting to feel a wee bit Christmassy.
I don't believe it. It started snowing outside.
What? It has. Hey. Look.
Absolutely.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, no, look, that's just ash. Bin's on fire. Someone must have chucked a fag in it.
Oh, sorry.
Bloody part-timers.
Love in Recovery was written and created by Pete Jackson. Starred Julia Deakin, Rebecca Front, John Hannah, Sue Johnston, Paul Kay and Eddie Marson. The programme was produced and directed by Ben Worsfield and is a Lucky Giant production for BBC Radio 4. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.